I've been working pretty constantly in this, and have continued and really feel that this stuff that we're talking about this weekend, this is the most important topic that there is. Quite simply, because if it is not dealt with, we will not very long have the opportunity to deal with any other topics. I think it very important for us to understand. I'm going to, in our discussions this weekend, I will try to help you understand the psychodynamics about why we don't discuss this more. Because there are clear psychological reasons why we do not, and they have to do with infantile grandiosity in our psyches and the way in which it gets overstimulated. And when you start looking at the problems facing the human race, it is so overstimulating to the grandiosity that it's like having a 300-pound St. Bernard jumping around in your head. And you have to shut it down. And this is a common understanding in psychoanalytic self-psychology, and I will be going into what happens when you start letting yourself feel grandiose enough to address our grandiose problems. This is not anything fancy. This is just basic self-psychology, and I want us to understand how it works in keeping us from addressing the problems of the human race. My basic feeling is we've got to intervene in these dynamics so that we can ask and address the problems that are quite grandiose. These are grandiose problems that we face as a species, and they require the capacity of the mind to address them and begin to formulate strategies to deal with them. And so I'll just share with you, although this is, in my view, the most important topic that one can discuss, I expected there to be maybe 10. If this workshop made, I thought there might be maybe 10 people that would come, because the denial is so massive on these fronts, and our fear of the being overwhelmed by the grandiosity, the messianic complex, is so great that people steer away from this. They would rather watch soap operas or something. You know, it's much more self-soothing. So anyway, that's kind of the way I feel about this, and I work a lot in this area. I'm the editor of this Paulus Press series you may be aware of on Jungian spirituality, Jungian world spirituality, in which we are trying to provide a forum for bringing the greatest of the world's spiritual geniuses and spiritual traditions into dialogue through using Jungian psychoanalysis as a holding environment, a way of providing a context for discussion for people who won't discuss any other way. And we now have, the first volume is back here, the Jung and Christian Spirituality. The second volume on Jung, the Jung-Christian Dialogue, is almost ready to go to press. The third volume on Jung and Buddhism is almost ready, will be ready in the fall. We're planning volumes on at least one volume, bringing together the best resources on each of the major spiritual traditions in dialogue with Jung. There are 6 volumes now under contract, and many more being envisioned, and we will try to do this as long as it's possible. Paulus Press has been very enthusiastic and helpful in seeing the importance of this project. That's one project of the Institute for World Spirituality, which I work with, along with many other people, like-minded people. Brand new institute. Another project is what we call now the International Directory of World Religions, which you may not realize this, but right now, there is, if someone wanted to contact all of the religious leaders and religious groups in the human race, you could not do it, because there's no reference work which would enable you to know how to reach them, who they are, where they are, how to reach them. Our institute is well on the way now to, for the first time in history, having a reference work which will be kept in print, through which you can contact every religion on the face of the earth by phone, if you need to. And I think that is sort of a symbol. That is to say, if Chardin is correct, that there is a burgeoning planetary consciousness, then you would assume that one spinoff of that would be that that might have some manifestation in communications improvement. So I think there's some evidence that in the relatively near future, the potential for communication among religionists the world over will increase rather exponentially. So there are a number of perspectives on this, but let me just begin by, first I'll say how I want to proceed, and then we'll get into this. I'd like to talk a little bit about the nature and dynamics of human tribalism, and give you a few introductory pegs to on which you can think about the dynamics behind that. I'll be going into it far more when I get into the psychology, which I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there, at least by in the morning. But anyway, I'm going to elaborate the dynamics of the psychodynamics of human evil as a psychological underpinning of the way in which we have to think about human religious and spiritual tribalism, because quite clearly it is a manifestation of the demonic, and it is a very clear reflection of the ubiquity in human beings of the grandiosity that the self-psychologists talk about as infantile grandiosity. One of the things that infantile grandiosity does in the human psyche is it splits it. It splits the psyche, it splits relationships, it creates division in relationships. And so we'll be elaborating that quite a lot later, but I'll just briefly touch on it in doing our diagnostics. Then I'm going to talk about resources that are available today and what they have pointed to as the diagnostics of our situation. I will go into the enormous significance of Mircea Eliade's work and try to give you a little idea about why he's important. You know a lot about Joseph Campbell, so I won't spend a lot of time on that, but I'll relate that to Joseph Campbell's popularity of his work. And then I'll begin talking about Jung, the reason why you need Jung and not just Eliade, or Jung and not just Campbell, and try to help you get a handle on why Jungian psychology is so important as a resource today for these issues. And I will differentiate a little bit between Jungian psychology and other psychologies and in this context. Then probably, if we get to it today, it's fine, but if we don't, tomorrow morning, I'll be talking about the psychology of human evil and the way in which it feeds religious tribalism and religious arrogance, religious hubris on the planet, and keeps people off of the task, the human task. See, the fact is that religion has been a great problem for human beings since the globe began to shrink and the human community began to have more to do with each other. See. And then after I lay that out and insights from Jungian thought about how to deal with that, elaborated from some contemporary psychoanalytic self-psychology, we will turn to some reflections on what we need to do in terms of responding to our situation with ritual, various forms of prayer. In short, the relationship between the development of human spirituality and dealing with our planetary problems. So that's a lot to do. We will hit the high spots, and I'll tell you where the stuff is buried that you can read on your own to elaborate this outline.